Good morning, everyone. Auntie Anne, and if you don't mind, I'm going to play off of the way that I've always known you, and I hope that's not a, I want to use that as a term of endearment, not endure, but when I first met you in person, your two nieces, Suzanne Steele and Lori Jones, they were literally giddy with excitement because they're like, oh, Vance, wait, you got to meet our aunt. And I want to say, do you remember if it was in San Antonio or was it in Utah?
I think we met in San Antonio briefly, but then you and I connected more in Utah because of Steve.
Correct. Okay, I just wanted to make sure, and I don't remember where the setting was, but I was like, oh, I gotta get to know this woman who definitely lives life on purpose and with a passion. And you corrected me via text yesterday, and then you, of course, sent me another photo this morning. I want to get to Niken, I really do, but I'm just dumbfounded because I grew up in a water ski family. My father raced boats semi-professionally for years. He held the Northwest title in his division, which was called Blown Fuel. His top speed of 187.5 miles an hour on the water. Oh. Yeah, that's pretty fast, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What do you want?
I'm sorry, that cut out. What did you just say?
What speed do you water ski?
I'm above the water on a ski behind the boat, and I ski at 32 miles an hour. Pros ski at 36. That's about the maximum.
And I'm looking at this picture, and I know everybody else can't see it, but beautiful fall colors in the background. And I thought you lived in Connecticut, but you live where?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Okay, and I was in New Hampshire this summer. I regret not giving you a call because we could have gotten together, but our schedule was pretty tight with our 11-year-old who wanted to see more of the historical areas and not so much daddy and mommy's friends. So, but 124 days you've logged in water skiing this summer. Is that correct?
Correct. So far.
So far. Doesn't it get cold there? I mean.
Well, yesterday, to give you an idea, the water was 63, but the air was 64. So in New Hampshire at this time of the year, that's pretty warm.
Okay. And that is pretty warm, so we can blame it on climate change or global warming, whatever you want to call it, but we'll just take advantage of it, and you are definitely taking advantage of it. And I'm asphyxiating on this one topic, not because of my fascination for the water. I learned how to water ski the hard way as a teenager in the rain, and my dad circling around saying, grab the rope. He wouldn't put it in neutral. And on my seventh time, the number of completion, I figured it out. You know, single slalom ski, no on two, no drop in one, none of that. And you are leaning back in this photo. You look like a professional. And I just want to ask this question, and then you can tell us your story about Niken, and then go into what motivates you to do this and so many other things. Because there's two questions I'm not supposed to ask a female, a lady, as a male, and that is one, your weight, and we're not talking about that. We don't care about that today. But the other one is your age. However, I know you're a bit older than I am, and you're still doing things that most people in this sport, they give up in their 40s and 50s.
Well, I just started cranking in my 40s. I'm 71 and very proud of it because it's a state of mind. And, you know, you just kind of keep doing it, and it feels good, nothing hurts, and it's joyful, and that's, I look at it as being my purpose, just to have a good time and have those vibes go out and affect others. But it is more about me.
And as a retired teacher, you understand the concept of continual, like, personal development or personal growth. You, every year as a teacher, you have to get your accreditation and you have to renew that. It's like that in most industries. But you've been retired as a teacher for how many years?
Oh, a long time, 30 years. Over 30
years. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So what got you into Niken? And you said the words, as long as it doesn't hurt. But I know at one point, because you told me when we first met, that you were hurting physically.
Yes. Basically, it was 20 years ago. I was really suffering with physical and really a limited ability to do the things I wanted to do. It was driving me crazy. And so I really didn't realize, but when my favorite oldest niece, Suzanne, shared a solution with me that she found helped her, it would totally impact the rest of my life.
Keep going.
That's
you've opened
pause.
Up.
Basically, Suzanne shared something with me that really offered natural solutions, which resonated with me. You know, Niken is a company that was there 20 years before I heard about it, but I was open to receiving her gift, and I realized that I'm a nature lover, and Niken really has natural nature-type solutions using all the things that I love, the sun, the water, the ground, the earth, and good air. And so when we moved to New Hampshire from Long Island 27 years ago, I was having some physical issues with my back and my hands, and I was so grateful that I had an open mind and I had a loving niece that offered me a solution. So it really motivated me to learn more because it was helping me, and I wanted to eventually share it with others through her, but then I saw it as a solution for me as a retired teacher who didn't really want to go back to being inside a classroom and filling out lots of paperwork. As most educators know, things changed a lot from the 70s and the 80s into the 90s and beyond. It was a different way of educating, and I was a more hands-on, hugging person, one-on-one, instead of a paper pusher. And so I didn't look to go back into the classroom, but I still wanted to use my skills to help others feel better. So it's really things that motivate me, if that's the topic we're going to, is really everyday things. It's not like lofty philosophies or mentors that I never met. It's really people like my family, my children and grandchildren, the ability, when I felt better after implementing some of the Niken technologies into my life, I really realized that life was about the people that you love and being able to surround yourself with them and interact with them. You know, being a grandmother of two little boys right now, 4 and soon to be 2-year-old, chasing those little guys around takes a lot of energy, and I love it, but I also am grateful that I am healthy and have the ability to enjoy them and future grandchildren to come. So my family motivates me to stay healthy and to be an active member of the wellness community. So sometimes negative people motivate me. For instance, if someone says, "You can't do that," well, that's just music to my ears because I love challenges. And after, especially when I was on the I Can call with you, that was wonderful experience. I've been on the I Can group call for several times, and you know, people like Mike DiMuccio and Marty Jeffries and you, Vance, they just motivate me to look at things in a positive, you know, half full or full way, that I can do it. So if someone gives me the challenge, oh, you can't do that, then I'm just going to turn it around and prove them wrong. So negativity can really motivate you too. Other things that have really made a difference in my life was when my sisters, I had two older sisters, an older brother, and I have a younger brother. So we were a family of five. And my sister, one of my sisters, succumbed to a lymphoma in her 40s, and she fought really hard to try to overcome it, but it just wasn't to be. And I know that the stress that she lived under in her life really contributed to her ability to conquer her disease. At the time, we didn't know about Nikan and whether it would have impacted her as far as, you know, helping her. I know that the technologies would have made her more comfortable. Whether or not it would have helped her overcome it, we really can't say. You know, I know that they're not curing, the technologies and the products don't mean to cure, but our body means to help itself. And I know that her body would have been helped through her struggles had we known about it. But when she succumbed to the illness, I just knew that I didn't want to go down that path. I was in my 40s, early 40s, and I just was looking for something that would help me in a quest for health that I didn't want to have what she had. And then my oldest sister, who didn't like the outdoors and didn't like exercise and was a very brilliant woman, succumbed to the blood sugar issue and just gave up. And she perished. And it was so sad because she could have been helped but was not open at the time. And so losing two siblings like that really made it clear to me that if I didn't do something active, proactive about my health, I could go down one of those two paths. And then my oldest brother, who has suffered from blood pressure and blood sugar issues and, again, wasn't into exercising in his later years, that made it totally clear. So when Suzanne offered this solution to me, I saw it as not only a way to relieve, you know, my acute issue, but also it helped me see the long term, my future life, my ability to continue on the path of wellness and to enjoy my family. I would say also things that motivate me are my friends. You know, I try to surround myself with open-minded people like you, Vance, and it gives me motivation every Saturday morning when I tune in. There's always a great guest. There are always people that contribute that put me in a great state of mind. So I try to get on, and if I aren't able to get on every Saturday, I try to listen to the recordings. Thank you, Steve. My friends, my ski buddies, you know, if it's 60 degrees or 55 degrees and the lake looks flat, I'll get a call from my buddy Mark or my daughter, Allison, and they'll say, when are we going? And that motivates me because, you know, sometimes I'm the motivator, sometimes they are. So we all kind of, as a team, go out there and jump in that cold water and hit it. And then when we're finished, we're really happy that we did go out and ski because it's just a total body workout, and I'm so grateful I can still do it.
Okay, I'm gonna let you pause and take a breath there because you just hit on something that I had an epiphany the other day. I met a woman. She's a nun. She just 24 hours earlier moved back here to the States from Belgium. Okay, she for the last 11 years she has been studying this, and I wish I would have wrote it down what it's called, but basically, how the human mind, how the human body, how they work all synergistically, exactly what you're talking about. But there's a team element. And we only visited for, I want to say, 10 minutes, standing in the rain, her with an umbrella, me with a rain jacket, which is fine. And she's never been to this part of the country. She grew up in Minnesota. and she even pronounced it correctly. And when we finished our conversation, this was the funniest thing. She said, "I really like you, Vance." And then she socked me in the arm. And I thought, I've never been socked in the arm by somebody I just met who's a nun. And it just, I was like, so many things. And I got home and I was telling Stacy, my wife, about it. And later that day, I thought to myself, and we have a Franciscan sister's order here, and they live in a beautiful old turn of the century home. And I thought to myself, and I said it out loud, I wonder how many of them are there. Wouldn't it be fun to have them all over for dinner or even dessert? And they said, "Why would you do that? Why would we want to do that?" I said, "Well, I think it'd be fun. Why not? I want to learn how they do life as a team. They've taken this vow, and this is what they're committed to." But that's what you just talked about, and not that you have to take a vow of water skiing and enjoying the water, but 124 days, Anne, on the water, doing something that you enjoy. Now, you're not getting paid to do it. But in Meekin, we get compensated, because I love that term. It's a personal development program with a compensation plan attached. I won't ever forget that. I heard it months ago. I won't ever forget it. And I'm still grateful to the young ladies up in Toronto that shared it that way. And if we could wrap up this conversation, because you've given me so many nuggets and I can't write that fast. So I'm going to go back and listen to the recording. And again, yes, thank you, Steve Crowfoot, for posting these, because we can go back. But motivation does come at a price. You have to have an open mind, like my new friend Mara, who made the decision to move to Belgium and study this for 11 years. But it comes down to a point of decision that, you know, we have two choices. We've got two paths to go down to basically every day. And you shared maybe wasn't the best path. I wouldn't say it's the wrong path, but I have two siblings as well. I'm the middle. And I learn from them all the time. I learn the right things to do. And then, ooh, maybe that was a bad choice because of, you know, the outcome. So I can learn from them. Am I better than them? No. That's not what I'm saying at all. But we can learn from other people. But I'd like to finish this conversation, if we can, on Meekin allows us. We've got a big event coming up. They do these things. I'm going to be part of a conference call later today. It's our quarterly review. It's actually a Zoom event. And I go to those ready to learn what we've done. Because the best way to navigate the future, in my opinion, is to look to the past. Because the history just keeps repeating itself. And I was reading some stuff that happened several thousand years ago and just going, oh my goodness, this just happened last week. I mean, but it happened to several thousand years ago as well. And I'm going, oh goodness. But Anne, in your opinion, the way you've lived your life, and again, it's a big deal for somebody. You said 71 years of age, correct?
Correct.
Correct. I met a 21-year-old late last night who was having heart attack symptoms at 21. 50 years younger than you are. Something was messed up, obviously. And yet he was very open-minded to figure out what was going on wrong. You shared with us some great things that motivate you, and I'm honored that I'm part of that motivating group. What continues to motivate you going forward? Because again, most people, even in their 50s, they start looking for retirement, and you've done nothing as far as retirement. You've only refired. I would call you a refirement type person, because you made some decisions. What motivates you to continue sharing Meekin with other people, even if they're not open to it?
Well, I guess, you know, it's basically because I feel so good, and people, like, look at me sometimes, like, you did what? Or you know, how can you keep going? And it's just, I'll just say, hey, I have help. You know, I attribute a lot to my state of mind, but also to Nikan. And I say I couldn't do these things without them. So, you know, even like my golf buddies, they're like, really? You know, so I open it to them if they're open to me. And I just want to mention one quick thing about the convention. About 19 years ago, I went to a convention in St. Louis. I had not been to a big event. As far as I knew, Suzanne and I were the only ones, and a few like Gary Avianco up in Maine and a few others were Nikan people. I didn't know. I went into the convention center, and there were thousands of people, and it blew my mind. And that was a real epiphany for me. It showed me that we're not alone, that as a team, or we might be spread out, and you're over in the Pacific and I'm over by the Atlantic, but we are on the same mindset. And as long as I know that there are people out there that are like us, I'm able to share with others and try to utilize these resources that we have in people power. We do a call every Tuesday night, and I try to introduce people there to the concept of wellness and active wellness. And so next week, it's a repeat of history when we have our Nikan convention. Even though it's virtual, I will see again that we're not alone, that all those faces and all those voices, we're all on the same team, and that's what keeps me going.
You know, Ann, and I don't want to asphyxiate or geek out. Scott Hamilton was the keynote speaker at that St. Louis convention, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah.
And Scott is an overcomer. And if you're not familiar with who Scott Hamilton is, the skater, he stands all of maybe, what, 4 foot? 4'8", 4'10". I met him backstage because we had just returned from China with our middle daughter, Emily, and that was the only place that we could set and not be a disturbance because we travel as a family. We travel internationally as a family. We've just always done that. And that's where I met Mike DiMuccio for the first time. And and our middle daughter actually spilled grape juice on his light-colored suit that he was wearing. It was terrible. But Scott Hamilton challenged me because of being an overcomer. And it's one of those things. But we have to make the decision like you did, like Suzanne, like Gary Akabinko, like all these people. We get to make a decision whether we want to be part of that or just let it pass us on by. And I want to just remind everybody, just again, quick commercial. If you haven't registered, it's the very bottom in the shopping cart on the left side of your screen. And it takes just a few seconds to register. And you don't have to travel anywhere. There's no food expenses. There's no hotel expenses. There's no waiting to find out if your flight's going to get canceled. The convention's coming right to your living room. So, I mean, this is so much fun. One of the many, many blessings of the last year and a half of what's taken place is that, and again, I really, really do miss the live events. As you said at the beginning, as a school teacher, you were part of that era of teachers that hugged and touched, and that connection. I did it with the 21-year-old last night. You know, he'd fallen down, brushing him off, and he was so grateful. But it was a team effort in what I was doing. And I want to just say thank you because, again, I'm geeking out on this picture, and I'll make sure this gets posted somehow. I'm sure it's on your Facebook page. I'm sure you post lots of these pictures. But the fall colors and you, again, 71 years young, and doing something you enjoy because of Nikan. Let me ask you this final question. And what's your favorite Nikan product? Do you have one?
The Nikan Wellness Home. But no one can take my sleep system and water away. No one could. You can't do that. That would be something. No one could take my sleep system and the water. I just couldn't do it without it.
I trust me, I'm guilty of it. I was at another friend's house yesterday, and I said, "Hey, my water bottle ran out. Do you mind if I go in your kitchen and fill it up?" And she said, "Well, you know where it's at. You know how to use it." And she's one of our Nikon customers, and I said, "I do." And she said, "Vance, I need to talk to you about the rocks." I said, "Well, I can show you how to order a new set of rocks, but let's talk more about that later," because she was running out the door to go to Home Depot. But, yeah, I agree. Sleep system and water, but I'd agree with you as well. The whole wellness, home, everything. Because, as you mentioned, grounding and air, it's all in one neat package. So, Anne, thank you again for giving us 25 minutes of your time. I really, really am grateful. I look forward to seeing you on the screen next Saturday. And I also want to just say thank you for living your best life now, if I can, you know, play off of Joel Osteen's title of one of his books. Because you're doing it, and this is an inspiration for people like myself, 18 years younger, to say, okay, yeah, I want to, when I grow up, when I hit 71, I want to be able to keep doing what I'm doing today. A lot of things that people have said to me, "Vance, you do know you're too old to do this." And I look at them just as you look at people and say, "Oh, that sounds like a challenge or a dare." And it's a huge motivator.
Well, I want to thank Vance for asking me to be on, and just leave you with this. My childhood friend growing up, who I haven't seen in a while, happened to see one of my pictures of water skiing on Facebook, and she wrote, "Why don't you act your age? Let's do lunch." And I said, "Well, if you want to come out on the boat with me and bring a sandwich or something, that'll be fine. But, you know, the middle of the day, do lunch, meh." You have to be outside.
"Why don't you act your age?" That's the best. Oh, my goodness. Yes. "Auntie Anna, why don't you act your age?" Oh, goodness. Oh, thank you. Well, if you missed the beginning, Anne Brianza has been our guest today. SaturdayAMLive.com. Please, I encourage you, at the very, very bottom of the 2021 recordings, you'll see her name, A-N-N. And Brianza is spelled B-R, oh my goodness, I'm doing it from memory. You spell it, Anne.
B-R-I-E-N-Z-A.
Z-A, okay. And so if you know anybody that would be encouraged or motivated by listening to Anne's story, this conversation we've had, please, you just click on it, copy and paste the recording, send it to them, and you just never know. You just never know. And they don't have to be 71. They don't have to be 51. They can be any age. But and you can, like I said, you can pull you could friend Anne on Facebook and pull some of these pictures off and say, "Look at, man, she's doing it." And by the way, again, I'm going to go back and finish with this. I know what it takes. Again, I've watched my dad water ski since I was a kid. I've towed him in the boat since I was a kid. What you're doing is just phenomenal. So thank you for setting the example. Thank you for paving the way. And thank you for giving us this much of your time on a wonderful Saturday morning.
Thank you, Vance, for having the call.
So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.